Real Christianity is the answer to the four deep universal desires of mankind. I'm reminded of John Osteen, who is a pastor in Houston, if you don't know of him, saying, "I sure get some doozy of titles, don't I?" Said, "I may not come up with very good messages, but my titles are sure good, ain't they?" That's what he said. Well, that's kind of a long title, so I'll repeat it. Real Christianity. Well, that's important right there. Real Christianity is the answer. It doesn't just have the answer. It is the answer to the four deep universal. That means whether it's a tribe in South America or whether it's a tribe in on Wall Street, New York, or whatever it is, anywhere, universal. This is what all men need and desire. Well, I messed up on the title there. Let me go over it again. Real Christianity is the answer to the four deep universal desires of mankind. Not just men, but women. Not just men and women, but boys and girls. Not just rich people, but poor people. Not just people that speak English, but people that don't even speak a language that you could understand. Maybe they don't understand either. Universal. All mankind. The four deep universal desires of mankind. The first deep universal desire of mankind that we'd like to look at this morning, I'll simply call it mastery. Mastery. You could call it authority. You could put under this power. You could call it control. But I chose to call it mastery. Mastery. That is a deep universal desire of all mankind. To be in control. Not to be controlled by, but to be able to control. People are trying to do this all the time. They're trying to boss around other people. They're trying. It's a quest for money and power and military might and strength so that they can control. Turn to Ephesians, the second chapter. Now, I'm not giving these necessarily in the order of the importance, but they're all important. And I think you'll see that more and more as we go together. There's some amount of tying together or working together with these four. The first thing that man desires mastery over, this point is in two parts. The first part is mastery of himself. And the second part is mastery of his circumstances. You know, really, that covers just about everything. If you can master yourself and you can master your circumstances, well, you got it mastered. Well, this is a deep universal desire of all humanity to be able to master themselves. Do you realize that most people are out of control? They cannot control themselves. They're like the Apostle Paul said concerning the time before he was born again, the time before he became a new person in Christ Jesus, when he said, "The thing that I would do, I do something else. And what I don't want to do, I do it." He wasn't in control. He didn't have self-control. He was being moved and motivated by forces that he knew were not right, that he deep down inside wasn't really in